You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the Kid Counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, I am answering a question from Zoe in Texas. And Zoe is curious about house tree person, which I love. So I'm looking forward to this as well. I'll read you parts of her email and then we'll dive in together. Oh, hold on. Public service announcement. If you are wanting CEUs, please make sure that you get registered for the Corewell training this coming Friday. It will be from 2 to 6 Eastern time. And we are looking at 4 CEs for that course, which that's always helpful, especially that it's APT approved. And that will be on Friday the 31st at 2 p.m. Eastern. So if you are wanting to get some CEUs and or you would like kind of the basics of CCPT, all the pillars, all the principles, foundational stuff, then that's for you. So please get signed up. It's almost full. APT caps their trainings. So there are not a whole lot of seats left. So if you're interested, hurry up because I don't want you to run out of space. Okay, so let me dive into the email. I want to let you know that I have found your podcast so unbelievably helpful. At my site where I completed my internship, it was an expectation that therapists listen to your podcast as we grow our play therapy skills, and I'm so grateful. I'm going to pause there. I am blown away by that. I am so excited that you were able to learn CCPT in your internship and that whoever was supervising you at your site wanted you to listen to the podcast. I'm really encouraged by that, and I'm so grateful for the way that this podcast has been utilized in the educational arena. I'm getting more and more emails from people who are in grad school and they're being told about the podcast as part of their graduate work. That is so exciting. Oh my gosh, let me tell y'all a story. This blew me away. So I have, at my center, I've had interns from the University of South Florida. And then I also had a student who was on summer break who attended Auburn who wanted to kind of do like a shadowing over the summer volunteer work kind of scenario. So she spent all summer when she was home from Auburn coming in and just helping around the office. She fell in love with therapy. She was a psych major, did not know what she wanted to do with her professional life, and decided that she wanted to become a therapist after being at the center, which I was so happy about. She asked me to give her some reference letters. So she applied to, oh my gosh, like 12 grad schools. I was like, is this how it works now? Like I applied to one. I don't understand. But anyway, so she applied to a whole bunch of universities and I sent out her, you know, recommendation letter, all of them. She sends me a text and says, Brenna, I just got off of an interview with one of the grad schools and they saw that I did my volunteer hours at your center. And the first question they asked me was, we saw that you were at the Kid Counselor Center. Do you by any chance know Brenna Hicks? And she was like, yeah, she was in charge and she was my mentor. And like, we did staff together and we talked all the time. And they were like, oh my gosh, we listened to her podcast all the time. And I'm like, what in the world? So I'm telling you to say, I feel like what we've been hoping for, what we've been praying for, what we've been banking on for these last couple of years is that I think maybe finally universities are starting to see the value of play therapy and they're starting to provide their students with resources for teaching them CCPT while they're still getting their coursework and in their internship and in their practica. And this is what all of us that graduated a while ago have sorely missed out on. And so many of us say, oh my gosh, I wish I would have known about this in grad school. I wish I would have been taught about this in grad school. I wish I would have been exposed to this. Well, I think, lo and behold, that it's happening. So Zoe and all the other of you that are listening to me as part of graduate coursework, I'm so happy about that. Okay, back to the question. I took a little side turn, but we're back on track. What made you choose the house tree person assessment as well as the kinetic family drawing as your assessment tools? I would love to share that with you. First of all, I was trained in house tree person in grad school, not to work with children specifically, but in our, I don't even remember what the course was, but it was essentially psychological assessment. We talked about non-clinical assessment tools, and people had to present on different options, and House Tree Person was one of the ones that was presented on. So I was exposed to it very early on, gosh, back in like 04, and I just fell in love with it. And I chose it because I think that it aligns with CCPT as much as an assessment can. And I know that you do not have to do any kind of assessment to provide CCPT. So that's not why I do it. I don't do it because I can't do my job without it. I don't do it because it provides so much insight. And, you know, I'm blown away by everything I gain from it. Although often I am like, wow, I know exactly what's going on with this kid. But it's really a tool to get a Polaroid snapshot of what's going on week one. However, a child that comes into a playroom for the first time, let's talk about what Landreth has said. We cannot forget the fact that a child is being asked to go into a strange place with a strange person, into a strange room for an hour, and that feels very awkward and scary and uncomfortable for a lot of kids. So there's no relationship, there's no structure, there's no familiarity, and they're supposed to just leave the comfort of their family, go back to this strange place with this strange person, and then be told, you can play with all the toys in most of the ways that you like. And they're like, what in the world is this? So I found that week one, when there's a little bit of, quote, get to know you, it provides ease for kids. They like, quote, getting to know you and not having to dive into play right away. Most kids don't mind drawing or coloring, and most kids feel comfortable sitting and answering questions and drawing. So it serves a lot of purposes for me, and I would not do an assessment period if I did not have House Tree Person Kinetic Family Drawing. Here's a related aside. It's far more for the parents than it is for me. I have only ever been private pay. I have only ever been private practice. Parents really appreciate the insight that I gain from the House Tree Person drawings in the first 5 weeks. And here's what you need to know. Most of the time in the first 5 weeks, they've seen no change, and or they've seen things get worse. So to help them feel that there is something to be hopeful for, there is transformation taking place, there is something happening because, you know, 5 weeks in, you see no change or things get worse. And it's really easy for a parent to go, well, what do you expect when you just send your kid into play and you think that's going to do something? Well, when you can say, well, based on the house drawing and the questions that were asked and the answers that were given, you know, there's pretty high levels of anxiety and there's perfectionism. And according to the tree, you know, she doesn't really feel equipped to withstand what's going on environmentally. Like she buckles under pressure. So there's not a whole lot of frustration tolerance. And she's likely struggling with some self-esteem stuff based on her person drawing. Now, all of a sudden, a parent goes, whoa, okay, so you do have an idea of what's going on and you do have an awareness of what needs to be addressed. And it gives parents hope and confidence in the process. So for lots of reasons, I love House Tree Person and Kinetic Family Drawing. It soothes kids' fears and anxieties. It makes the first session a little bit more comfortable for them. It makes parents feel a lot better in the first 5 weeks. And it gives you some perspective on what's going on. I mean, that kid's a stranger to you when they walk in. But after that first session and they've done some drawings, you have your finger on the pulse of what's going on. Okay, so inferiority, self-esteem, anxiety, power and control, people-pleasing, whatever. You have a pretty good handle on what that looks like for them. So that is why I love it. I have literally been doing it for 20 years. I started out my very first kid ever, and I've continued ever since. I have always done House Tree Person and Kinetic Family Drawing with every kid that I've worked with. And it's fascinating, the information that you get. And then Zoe's second question was, are there any resources where I could learn more about the implementation of these assessments? So in the collective, if you join the CCPT collective, there are all kinds of resources that we put out. And one of those resources is a video of me doing a first session, House Tree Person, Kinetic Family Drawing with a child. And there are some resources in that collective section for House Tree Person. I also talk extensively about it in the coaching programs. So yes, there are all kinds of resources, and just stay tuned because we are working on a house tree person, kinetic family drawing CEU through Corewell to boot. So at some point soon, we will have a CEU course approved for house tree person and kinetic family drawing. But as it stands right now, the collective and the coaching is where you would have the resources that are available at this moment. So, Zoe in Texas, thank you so much for your email and your questions. I hope that all of you found that helpful. If you want to reach out to me, I'd love to hear from you, Brenna@thekidcounselor.com. And I hope that you all have a wonderful week. We'll talk again soon. Love y'all. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.